All right, let's now move on to our final top story for this Press TV Top 5. As the Ebola epidemic is getting out of control, the Liberian defense minister has declared that the outbreak is threatening the existence of the country. Brownie Samukai told the UN Security Council that the country is facing a serious threat. He said that Ebola is spreading like wildfire and devouring everything in its path. The U.S. ambassador to Liberia has urged international organizations to work together to improve their performance in fighting the deadly disease. The World Health Organization has predicted, quote, an exponential increase in infections across West Africa and warned that Liberia can initially only hope to slow the contagion, not stop it. The epidemic has claimed the lives of over 1,200 people in the West African country so far. Well, to discuss that further, I joined Mr. Abayomi Azikiwe, who is the editor of the Pan-African Newswire, and he's joining us now on the line from Detroit. Mr. Azikiwe, thanks very much for joining us. Now, how do you feel at this time about how Ebola has been handled by the world? Certainly, it seems to be a very late response to what is a very serious issue.
It is a late response. This is not the first time we've had an Ebola virus outbreak. In Africa, they have traced its existence back to at least the mid-1970s. But with the nature of the outbreak over the last several weeks, it does pose a threat to the entire region of West Africa. And in doing that, it does pose serious concerns for the international community in general. But our difficulty with the approach of the United States is that they are seeking to militarize their response to the Ebola virus by not necessarily assisting in the development of medical resources, medical personnel, and humanitarian relief that is required in such a situation, but saying that it is only the United States Africa Command which can effectively respond to this outbreak. And I think that's a very dangerous position to take, and I do not trust the Obama administration because it has a history of military interference and intelligence interference in numerous African states.
So then why exactly is the Obama administration militarizing this issue? Certainly, as you pointed out, rightfully so, a medical solution, I'm sure, can be found, through proper channels if the U.S. wanted to find such a solution.
Well, the United States already has a policy of enhancing its military and intelligence presence on the African continent. The United States Africa Command has been in existence now since 2008. It was started under the Bush administration, but under Obama, it has been strengthened and enhanced. It already has significant military presence in several West African states, including Liberia, as well as Nigeria, as well as Ghana, and also Sierra Leone, which are nations which have had the most widespread effect or impact as it relates to the spread of the Ebola virus disease. Other cases have been reported in Senegal, and there's been several cases in northern Democratic Republic of Congo, but they're saying those cases are not related to the West African outbreak. But in order for this problem to be solved on a long-term basis, there has to be more investment in medical infrastructure, the building of hospitals and clinics, the training and the maintenance of medical personnel, physicians, nurses, the construction of field hospitals and clinics. This is what is necessary. The cases that have been brought back to the United States, three or four at this time, all of the patients have responded positively to the treatment. That's because of the character of the medical infrastructure that exists where they're being treated. In many West African countries, due to the legacy of colonialism and neocolonialism, the current unequal balance of trade and investment, it's very difficult for these nations to focus on the building of the necessary internal infrastructure that could contain and eliminate these periodic outbreaks of these infectious diseases. They are more of a manifestation of the underdevelopment of Africa other than the necessity of bringing in outside forces to address these problems.
Okay, and on that note, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Abel Yumi Ezekiwe speaking to us live from Detroit.